Slava, first of all, news today that Guildford Flames are going in the Elite League next season. Any thoughts on that?
Not too much at the moment. Obviously, it's a great loss. It's such a great team, such a great organization, and the team that challenges for trophies every year. And you would like to... I love the competitive league we have this year. And in the last few years, the standing's gone up. So, yeah, it's a shame that they're going, but obviously they have their plans. And they think this is something that will take them to the next step, and I wish them all the best.
Obviously, you're focusing on, you know, finishing this season and getting some trophies, but is there any concern that next season might not be viable with the limited number of teams there are?
That doesn't concern me at the moment because there is a few more meetings. I think there is another league meeting this weekend. There is a lot of conversations happening. There is a lot of rumors flying around. At this stage, it definitely doesn't concern me till we know the exact number and how the format is going to be. But I'm pretty sure it will be a competitive league because there is still so many good teams in the league.
You've had a bit of a team-building event earlier this week in the form of the Peterborough Escape Rooms. Were you pleased with how that went?
Yeah, I think you should ask the guys. I'm pretty sure they have enjoyed it, and it's a great day or evening out for the guys, and hopefully they feel refreshed and recharged. We have a lot of injuries, a lot of guys coming back from injuries, and we thought it's going to be a good idea. But regarding the night, you need to ask the guys.
Okay, and in terms of those injuries, is the situation easing? Will we see one or two players back this weekend?
I've been saying this for a long time, but you're not too sure. We'll see. I feel a little bit more positive this week. Obviously, Ben had a game with us in the Islanders last week, and he said there is no reaction. Robbo is going to try and play. We have Yanis, touch and go, and Jim is going to skate tonight. So there is a lot of positivity. Can I guarantee you they're going to play? No, but it's a huge boost for the whole of the team.
Yeah, I guess you want as many numbers as you can for that important game on Sunday against Basingstoke Bison.
We would like to, but it's something we need to consider and weigh way up in the long run, and we have important games coming up this Sunday, next weekend, and to be honest, I think it's the end of the year now with the Cup, League places and the playoffs.
Yeah, Basingstoke only 5 points behind. You only picked up 1 point last weekend, but you could have really have had four, couldn't you?
Yes, and I think first of all it was well done to Bracknell. They for them to get their first 4 point weekend of the season. You know those guys have been working so hard, and to be honest, it's something they deserve, and I truly feel good for them because it's definitely a great atmosphere traveling back. Regarding us, yeah, it could have turned out to be more than one, but it's a performance that did matter to me on Sunday, and now it's that performance and hopefully a few more guys back.
Yeah, you've only got a game each weekend for the next sort of 2 or 3 weeks. Is that the ideal preparation for the EPL Cup final?
I don't know. I'm going to be honest, I don't know. Christmas, we had too many games, but we still won most of them. Now we have one game a week. Will this get us out of the playing rhythm of two games at the weekend? But then playoffs is 3 games a week. So we'll see. Time will tell.